part of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Thursday, May 15th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great to have you guys along with us today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. One thing that this week is going to prove is that the president, Donald Trump, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, all of them are going to change history this week. Still meeting yet in the Middle East today and tomorrow. This is going to be a historic, absolutely historic trip. All the things that they're accomplishing, all the things they're doing is going to be absolutely go down in history as being a historic week. Not just presidency, but a week. The things that are happening in the Middle East right now, the agreements they're signing, the money that's coming to America, the orders that are being placed for American companies like Boeing and others, technologies that are going to be expanded, job opportunities that are being created. Donald Trump has done more good for this country this week than I can't even think of an entire presidency has done before. Donald Trump didn't even accomplish this much in his previous 4 years serving president, January of 2017 to January of 2021. He's done more this week than he did in his entire four-year presidency when he was number 45. 47 will go down in history. Mark my words, what happened this week, what is happening this week, which isn't even finishing up until tomorrow, is going to be absolutely world-changing. Not just for the United States, but for the world. What's happening in the Middle East, folks? You're getting Saudi Arabia and Syria to sign on to the Abraham Accords, and in doing so, standing up against Iran. Donald Trump is calling on these Middle Eastern countries to absolutely stand up against Iran, a fellow Muslim country, in shouting down their nuclear weapons program. No nukes in the Middle East. It's that simple. And Donald Trump is getting these other Arab nations to agree with them. The amount of negotiations that's gone into this week is absolutely huge. The money that's coming, the deals that are being signed, the agreements that are going on, this is going to go down in history, folks. Mark my words, the biggest historic week in the history of the world. Not just the United States, not just the Middle East, the world, because the things that are coming are going to be unbelievable. And he's just starting. We're going to get into what's happening in Washington, D.C. regarding the big, beautiful bill. Well, I said it would probably be passed in the House before Memorial Day. It could happen next week. This is... We've got so much to talk about today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate you guys. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to make a comment into the discussion, greatly appreciate it. Please don't send me any text links to videos or long stories during the show. Greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick reporting in duty down in Genesee County today as a school cop. Simple radio is loud and clear. Greatly appreciate it. Patriot Voice Radio Network is fully working. One of the things that is happening is not just political. It's not just economics. These agreements that Donald Trump's signing in the Middle East, these agreements that he's getting these countries to get on board with, the amount of money that's coming into the United States from these very wealthy, wealthy oil-producing countries in the Middle East is just unbelievable. Sean Hannity calls it Qatar. Brett Baer on Special Report last night called it Qatar, because that's what they call it in the country, so that's what they're using. Qatar, Qatar, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line, absolutely new wealth everywhere. The amount of money that has gone into this country, the investment, the infrastructure, the skyline, coming in from the airport, there's a 400-mile stretch leading into the city, lined with American flags and Qatar flags. In recognition of President Trump, the first president in the history of the United States coming to that country. I did not know that. I thought previous presidents had gone there all the time. Nope. Donald Trump is the first one to ever be there. And the reception he got was over the top. Trumpets blaring when Air Force One landed, the prince there to meet him, sitting down, having one-on-one with him, then all these other countries having representatives at a big, huge, round table. I mean, this thing was huge. People listening to what Donald Trump had to say, and thank God he stayed basically exactly on the script. He didn't ad-lib, he read the speech. It was a great speech, but it told it like it was. He called out Iran. He called out all the things that they've been doing, sponsoring terrorism, causing trouble for the Middle East. Donald Trump said flat out, right to their faces, as fellow Arabs, how can you tolerate a bad child in your family? You guys have a great family, different countries, siblings that have gone their separate ways in their own regions of the world. You've got one bad child acting up in your family, and you're not helping us, joining us to fight them. Why? You should be standing with the United States. You should even be looking for world peace in areas like Ukraine. Help me put a stop to this endless war. Well, guess who's meeting today? Putin and Zelensky. Now, Putin is playing some last-minute games, claiming that he's not going to show up. We shall see. We shall see. Because if he doesn't show up, he's going to have to deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has already negotiated and got Zelensky to agree to the outline of the peace deal. He's already got him agreeing to be part of the process. Now, if Putin holds true to his threat and doesn't show up, he's going to have to deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump also more or less made the threat to Iran. We're going to enter into a deal. You're going to stop processing uranium that is going toward a nuclear bomb, okay, or you're going to have to pay a price. And he said horrific price. He's not kidding around. Donald Trump, I believe, is prepared to use military force against Iran. and based on his reception at the Middle East and these foreign countries, I think the Middle East would sit by and let him do it. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing what is going on. So, as he finishes up his trip today, this is going to be, again, very historic. But what he's doing at these various countries, what he's doing, meeting with, starting with the very first meeting in Saudi Arabia, then United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Oman, he's finishing up with on Friday. The media is not covering it, folks. They're not talking about it because they don't want you to know all the things that he's accomplishing. All they want to talk about is a stupid $400 million gift that Qatar is giving to the military, Department of Defense. The jet will be converted into Air Force One and will be used by Donald Trump during his presidency. Qatar has said, after your presidency, we want you to have this jet for your own personal use post-presidency. And all the liberal talking heads and all the swamp creatures, including some Republicans, are arguing about the constitutionality of it. A clause in the United States Constitution. Well, we'll see where this goes. We'll see whether he uses it for Air Force One, whether he takes it as a gift when he departs the White House. But it is all the liberal head media wants to talk about. They don't want to report on all these other deals, money coming into the United States, investments. Qatar purchasing 160 planes from Boeing. The largest purchase in the history of the United States with a foreign country. This is just unbelievable. It was so cool to see Air Force One approaching Qatar and their Air Force sent up fighter jets to escort Air Force One into the airport for security purposes. In the absolutely light of day, they did not want anybody shooting rockets at Air Force One. The jets were there, and they were going to take them out. They were going to defend it, and it was a beautiful thing to see. Sean Hannity was on Air Force One with the president and took a video of his cell phone, with his cell phone, of the jets outside the window. You know, one of the things I think is going to come of this too, the swamp creatures, the establishment, exactly what Rush Limbaugh talked about back in 2017, they're scared to death. If this president, Make America Great Again movement, America First movement, Make America Healthy Again movement. I got a story pulled up about what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did in Congress yesterday, testifying at a committee hearing. Absolutely amazing. Punched him right in the gut when the Democrats tried to attack him. But the establishment swamp creatures are so deathly afraid of this movement that they are doing everything they can to fight it, to resist, to try to raise money at a fake Lincoln Day dinner in Mackinac City, trying to bring forward the swamp creatures and get the public to pay $100 a ticket to attend a fake Republican Lincoln Day dinner. It's amazing. And it's the very same swamp creatures in Washington, D.C., Republicans, complaining about a stupid $400 million airplane. And lastly, folks, I apologize for my voice. I've been talking nonstop this week. One of the things that they're looking at is how the election is going to evolve next year. There's going to be candidates running. One of them is going to be part of this show starting next month. There's going to be candidates running that is going to challenge these swamp Republican creatures. And you know what? They very well may win. Because unless these swamp creatures stop and understand what's at stake, they could lose their next election. Congressman in Washington, U.S. Senate seat, all of it is up next year. At the state level, everybody, governor, attorney general, secretary of state, state senators, state reps, this new governor and this new U.S. Senate seat, open seat, is history. Folks, we haven't had this opportunity since the 1880s, where we had an open governor seat and an open U.S. Senate seat. This is absolutely amazing what's happening. And we're living it. Do you understand the importance of this, how important this is? We are living it right here, right now. Well, the big, beautiful bill. I said by Memorial Day. Well, committees individually passing their portions. One of the committees in Washington, 26 hours. They pulled an all-nighter. They got their budget passed. Now other committees are doing the same thing. It's all coming together, compromising, working out the details. Some of the staunch fiscal conservatives want more cuts, but they're working on it. Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday, we're close, but we're not quite there yet. I hope that we can work, negotiate, and bring this to a floor vote next week. Folks, this would be huge. Pass it in the House, then deal with the Senate in the month of June. Send it to the President on 4th of July. That's my hope. Going to be one big, beautiful bill. The one committee that passed extended Donald Trump's tax cuts from 2017. Family Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.